All right. Bezat Hashem, we're Masayim Chelik Beis tonight. Minus Simon Reish Mem. Simon Reish Lamed Hei Hilchos Kriyat Shema Utfila Shal Arvis. Zman Kriyat Shema Shal Arvis. Reish Lamed Hei Sif Aleph. So before we read the Mechaber inside, a little introduction. Zman Kriyat Shema Shal Arvis is Pitzesa Kochavim. Okay, Brachos Beis Amar Aleph. That the Zman is Pitzesa Kochavim. We remember from last week in Hilchos Mincha, that we had a machlokas between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda when the Zman Mincha ends, and for that matter, when Zman Marv starts. Right, we had a machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanan said it starts, Zman Mincha ends at Seis HaKochavim, and that's when Zman Marv starts. And Rabbi Yehuda held that Zman Mincha already ends at Plaga Mincha, 10 hour and 45 minutes into the day, and that moment Zman Marv starts at Plaga Mincha. Okay, so that was a machlokas legabe tefila. That was a machlokas legabe tefila. I mean, the maskar of the Gemara was David Kamara. So you basically can pick and choose so long as you pick one shita, and for sure not to do like both shitas in one day. The question is, does Rabbi Yehuda cholek? Is that a machlokas dafka legabe tefila, or that would also be a machlokas legabe kriyat shema? And therefore, the Gemara that's mashu that's says kachavim, that's only according to shitas rabbanim. But Rabbi Yehuda also holds my kriyat shema would be plaga mincha, meaning it would be lila l'chol davar. And this is machlokas rishon. Rabbeinu Tam holds that Rabbi Yehuda is l'shitaso also by kriyat shema, and therefore zman kriyat shema starts at plaga mincha. Okay, you could always say Kriyat Shema Plaga Mincha Yotze Yedei Chavaso. That, at least according to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that is how Rabbeinu Tam holds. However, the Rosh and Shar Achronim, they paskin that the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan is a local machlokas over there by Tefilas Mariv and Tefilas Mincha. But by Kriyat Shema, everyone agrees it's only by Tzeis HaKochavi. The Rosh brings a raya, and so on and so forth. How do we pass on Achal Maisas? The Mechaber passes Zman Kriyat Shema Balayla B'Shas Yitzias Shlosha Kol Chavim Ketanim. So the Malacha is Tzeiso Kol Chavim. We pass in not like we did, not like Rabbeinu Tam. And we pass in even Rabbi Yehuda holds it's only by Tzeiso Kol Chavim. And that's how we pass in by Marav. Really, Halacha L'maisa, it should have been Shlosha Kochavim Beinonim. It's really three medium stars if you look at the Gemara. However, we're machor for three small stars because we don't actually know what is considered a medium and what's a small star, so we wait for three small stars in order to know that it's Seis HaKochavim. V'im Yohu Yom Me'unan, if it's a cloudy day, Yamtin Ad She'yitzei HaSafik Milibo, you should wait till it's not a Safik anymore in your heart, then you know for sure it's Seis HaKochavim. V'im Kara Kodom Lachen, if you read Kriyat Shema before this time, Chozer V'Korah Ta below Brachos, you should go back and read Kriyat Shema again without its Brachos, like anytime you daven Ma'ariv early. And it's not considered bracha l'levatolos. We learned in Hilchos Kriyat Shema already that the brachos are not really tully on Kriyat Shema. We call it Berachos Kriyat Shema, but they're not really tully on Kriyat Shema. So even though you're not really yotzi or dei chovasa of Kriyat Shema at this moment, nevertheless, you could still say Berachos Kriyat Shema. V'ma tzibor makdim in the course Kriyat Shema v'bod yom, if the tzibor is makdim to say Kriyat Shema early on in the day, yikurem Kriyat Shema u'birchos, you should say Kriyat Shema u'birchos with them, v'is palalimahem, and you should daven with them. When the correct times comes, when Seis HaKochavim comes, then you should read Kriyat Shema without its brachos. Umihu lo yaser v'yitpala b'layla. Nevertheless, one should not. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah says it's like tel sofer in the Ramah. It doesn't mean yaser v'yitpala. It means you should not wait and not daven with the tzibur. Just go ahead and daven by yourself at nighttime. Afal pisha tzibur akdim har b'lifnei alayla. Even because when they're davening are early, elin kinu ruggle b'shar priestess v'chasidus. Unless he's a known person that he's Makbid on all dikduke mitzos and also on all other things like this, and therefore he could also be makbid on this. The az lo mitchazik yuro, then it would not look like he's haughty. Mashi yachzer vipal, the fact that he's doing it against what the tzibor is doing and going ahead and davening at a different time. Okay, so we already talked about the machlokes Rabbeinu Tam, the rush, whether this holds also by Rabbi Yehuda. We pasken alach lemais like the rush. That everyone agrees by Tzeis HaKochavim, that is when the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is. And the svar of the Rosh, I mentioned before, the svar of the Rosh is that dafka by mincha we see it could start by plaga mincha, or the end of zman mincha is by plaga mincha, is because that's when the tamid shalbein arbaim was offered up until. That's when the korban of the tamid shalbein arbaim was offered up was until plaga mincha. So it makes sense. That should be the end of zman mincha, and it could start by zman marva already. But by kriyat shema we don't see such a thing. So lemaisa. Like we said also in Hilchos Mincha already, the Mechaber, the fact that we pass like Seisel Kochavim, we pass in like Shitas Rabbeinu Tam versus the Gra, right? It's already been erased. But the Machlokes in Rabbeinu Tam, the Gra, of how long you have to wait for Seisel Kochavim, is it 13 and a half minutes or is it 72 minutes after Shkia? We already said last week that the Mechaber passed in Zalach Lamaisa like the Rabbeinu Tam, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kodin Dalet says, V'mi'udeh matai shaka achama, yantin kachir dalet milen shu ayin beiz minut. That's why he says, wait 72 minutes, then you can read Kriyat Shema. However, we're really going to go more into depth in this in Hilchos Shabbos, but really, in reality, Rabbeinu Tam agrees that if there's three kochavim out, if there's three kochavim, like Maisa, we hold the Ketanim, three small stars out there, he would hold also that would be Laila Lekuli Alma, and you would not have to wait 72 minutes. Okay, so therefore, what we're waiting for is for three small stars. Then you could read Kriyat Shema. That is according to the sheet of the Mechaber and the Ramal, and that's how it would be the Halacha Lamaisa if it wasn't for the fact that Minhag, at least in Eretz Yisrael, is like the Gra. Like we mentioned last before, the Minhag Eretz Yisrael is really like the Gra and the Gaonim. And then really, you could really read Kriyat Shema, really, should we make her din, really should be 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, you could already read Kriyat Shema. However, and even in Eretz Yisrael, we're a little bit more machmer, we're choshes for a couple other things, and usually people push it off a little bit, and most shuls davin, most shul, the first marav in the shul, will be somewhere between 18 and 20 minutes after Shkia. There'll be something on the Gra and this, and therefore they're saying that the Kriyat Shema, at least according to the Gra, your Yotze, Lashitaso, Kriyat Shema, when you read Kriyat Shema 18 to 20 minutes after the Zman. And this is also, Licha Shlomo brings this down in Yud Gimel Tess, that if a Tzibor davens 20 minutes after Shkia, and people want to come along and make dominion later on, you should not listen to the people who want to make it later. It's good that they're davening 20 minutes, that's Minhag Yerushalayim. And that is therefore you would not have to read Kriyat Shema again so long as you read after this time. Some are even makel even earlier on, even up to possibly some 13 and a half minutes, 15 minutes, that you would not have to repeat Kriyat Shema. But Allah Lamaisa, you should try and wait till 18, 20 minutes. Or Demetzal told me 18 minutes, you can be so much even on the Raisas here in Eretz Yisrael. And if someone wants to be Machmer for themselves, they can be Machmer for themselves. Or Shlomo Zalman Orbach, even though he passed in Allah Lamaisa, like you could do 18, 20 minutes. However, he himself would repeat Kriyat Shema anytime he would daven, anytime before 40 to 45 minutes even. Which is a big chumrah, but that's what Shlomo Zalman himself was knowing. But Allah Maisa here in Eretz Yisrael, 18 to 20 minutes, that's fine. The problem is, which I spent a big day talking about, I've talked this over with a couple of people also, is the problem is in America. In America, it's a much bigger problem. Because number one, we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam. We pass on like really Rabbeinu Mikra, then the Lachos like Rabbeinu Tam. And even if you want to say Rabbeinu Tam is masking by three Kochavim, and it's an earlier time, nevertheless, the Shkia is much longer in America than it is here in Eretz Yisrael. For sure, if you 13 and a half minutes, you want to be somech on the Gra. 13, there's no way you could be somech on the Gra for the Rices in America. For sure not. If you look out the sky at 13 and a half minutes after Shkia in America, especially in the summer, you're going to see lots of light out there. It's going to be lots of light in 20 minutes, 25 minutes. There's still a little bit of light. It's very hard to say that one could be somech on this time to read Kriyat Shema. And for sure, the almost kimat every minion that has the what we call the Shkia minion, that they daven, let's say, mincha 15 minutes before Shkia, they end a couple minutes before Shkia, then they have the little Mishnai share, or Halacha share, whatever the share of the rabbi in between. It usually lasts between 10 to 15 minutes, sometimes or even 5 minutes. They're davening well before that, even before the Kriyat Shema, the Gra, they're davening Marav. They're davening Marav already at that time. And you should know this. And therefore, kim'at, I cannot think of any heter why it should be. Why they don't announce in shuls in America that you have to repeat Kriyat Shema when you daven in such a minyan. When you daven in the regular Shkia Minyan, except for Amisha, Brezler told me in his show, they make this announcement. Not only, everyone makes the announcement, everyone's back to make this announcement when you make early Shabbos. When they make early Shabbos, they all announce, don't forget to repeat Kriyat Shema. But it's not a din when you're making all your early Shabbos. Anytime they're going to daven, I believe anytime, even before 40 minutes after Shkia, 40 minutes after Shkia, which is well after any of the, they've already been at home and eating dinner already, 40 minutes after Shkia, one would have to repeat Kriyat Shema if one would daven in such a minyan. One would daven in such a minyan. I can't see why that should be any different, especially since both Minyan and I believe are even davening before 13 and a half minutes are saying Marav. But even if it's after 13 and a half minutes, it's very hard to say that there could be somach on anything in America where the Shkia is much longer Shkia and really make her a possibly like Rabbeinu Tam to say that one could be makel to rely on the Kriyat Shema they say with the Tzibur. Therefore, one should, if he wants davening this minyan, he should definitely go ahead and repeat Kriyat Shema again later on. If one is davening this minyan, obviously you could daven mincha gedola, and you daven a later marav, you could get out of these problems. In most big cities, you have many options of minchas and maravs to not maravs to go to. But here in Eretz Yisrael, one could be somach on 18 to 20 minutes, maybe even a couple minutes earlier. However, in America, one should not be somach on this, and one should repeat Kriyat Shema. That's clear to everyone. We're coming up with this cheshbonos, the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Once again, the minhag is like the grah, the goni in most things, especially by zmanim. We go like the grah, so they're what to be somach on. And also in Eretz Yisrael, the shkia is a lot quicker. It's just the metzias. The metzias is the shkia goes much quicker to tzeis kochavim here in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore one can rely on this these shitas in Eretz Yisrael as a goes to in Chutz Laaretz, one cannot rely on the shitas, and therefore you have to be makbid to repeat Kriyat Shema. Okay, now this, an addendum of this really connects to this. Now, if the early Mars, remember early Mars. The next problem that we have to think about also is once we've established the fact that the davening Marav, whether it's in the Shkia time or it's not Tzeis HaKochavim yet. You have to realize you're in that crowd of the Tarti D'Satra. You have the Tarti D'Satra. Now, the fact that even though the Davi Marv after Shkia does not help the Tarti D'Satra of Davi, if you Davi Mincha after Plaga Mincha. If you Davi Mincha after Plaga Mincha, you have to wait till after Tzeis HaKochavim to Davi Marv in order not to have the Tarti D'Satra in your Tefillah. Therefore, if you're davening tefillah before Tzeis HaKochavim in this time of Shkia, you're over the Tarti D'Satra. That we had, we did have the Mishnah Berurah last week that we saw. The Mishnah Berurah says, B'shas D'chak, Minyanim are allowed to rely on davening even in the Tarti D'Satra, because we're afraid that if people would go home and have to come back for Marv, they're not going to come back for Marv. So it is a heter for the Mitya Minyan to do this and daven Marv. But before this, let's move on to a couple things. So now, but the question is, if the minyan is davening marav, so we have two separate things we have to remember. One is davening marav, and the second is kriyat shema. And we shouldn't confuse the two because they have two different dinim. Marav, there's a heter to daven early because of Rabbi Yehuda. She does Rabbi Yehuda after plagim in chol. You could daven marav. That's fine. The problem is with kriyat shema and repeating kriyat shema. So what happens when you are stuck? You have to daven in one of these minyan, and we also have to to divide between if they're davening with the Tarti D'Satra, or if, let's say, someone davened Mincha Gedola and now he wants to daven an early Marav. So all these things in mind, let's try and mavar this. And there's really three shitas. I'm not trying to confuse anyone. These are important things to get down. Shita 1A. 1A, 1A, 1B, and number 2. What happens if they're davening in an early Marav? What do you do? So Rav Moshe Feinstein brings this all down in Or HaChaim, Chelek Beis Simen Samech, that really came out all the Rishonim hold. If a Tzibor is davening Marav early, you can go ahead and daven Marav early with him. You daven Marav early with him. So now what do you do about Kriyat Shema? So Rabbeinu Yonah, he says you should daven Kriyat Shema, Berachos Kriyat Shema, and Tefillah all together with the Tzibur early. And then just go ahead and repeat Kriyat Shema afterwards. What are you losing on this? You're losing, basically, your mitzvah Kriyat Shema is not going to be said along with its Birkas Kriyat Shema. Which says it's not ma'akev, it's fine. It's not the best thing in the world. You're supposed to say Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema. Because when you're saying, when you're filling your mitzvah Kriyat Shema later on at night, you've already said Birkas Kriyat Shema. So you're not going to repeat Birkas Kriyat Shema again. You're only going to say Kriyat Shema. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah says to do. Why? We don't want to leave off Birkas Kriyat Shema for later on also. Because if you don't say Birkas Kriyat Shema right now, when you're davening, what's going to happen? You're going to lose out on what? Smichas Geula L'Tfila. Because if you see as an Indian of being Somech Geula L'Tfila and of Brachat Hashem Ga'al Yisrael, which leads into Shemon Atzrei, Mar, we have Hashkivenu in the middle, but it's one considered one Geula Rechta, you're supposed to be Somech Geula L'Tfila. So therefore, Rabbeinu Yonah holds, therefore you should say Birkas Kriyat Shema, say Kriyat Shema right now, which is not your mitzvah right now, Kriyat Shema, say Kriyat Shema right now with the Tzibor, go straight into Marv, so at least you get Smichas Geula L'Tfila, and later on you'll fulfill your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema when you read it by itself. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbi Haigaon, which is really the Mishnah Berurah brings over here, and Sif Katan Yud Dalid. Sorry, in Sif Katan Yud Beis, he brings it down towards the end. He says, "Be'ez Makomos Yesh Minhag Shavatikin." So this is Shitas Rabbi Haigaon. Rabbi Haigaon says, "No, you have to read Birkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema, and that's even more important than being Somech Gula L'Tfila." So he says, "What if you want to dive in with?" The minion that's davening early, yes, you should daven with the tzibor. But that's only Shmon Esrei. Daven Shmon Esrei with the tzibor. Don't say Birkas Kriyat Shema right now. Don't say Kriyat Shema. And therefore, just daven with the tzibor Shmon Esrei. And then later on at night, after Tzitzel Kochavim, go ahead and daven Birkas Kriyat Shema. And with Kriyat Shema later on, and therefore you fill your mitzvah Kriyat Shema with Birkas Kriyat Shema, and you would have lost out on Smichas Gula L'Tfil. If you look inside, just look inside Yud Beis, read it inside you. Be'ezim HaKomos Yesh Minag Shavitikan Einan Kori Kriyat Shema Yim Atzibor Ela Shotkin Ad Shmon Esrei. When we spali Yimayim, they just sit there silent until Shmon Esrei, and they daven with them. Umam Tinan Achar Tfil Ad Tzitzel Kochavim Mikor Kriyat Shema U'Birchol Seo Ve'in Choshin L'Smichas Gula L'Tfil Yosef, yada yada yada. But nevertheless, he does say it at the end. The best thing, obviously, you got this where you get smichas gula l'tfila, you get birkas kriyat shema with kriyat shema, and you get all the great things of what if you daven with the tzibor after says the kochavim, you get all. There's a third opinion though. There's a third opinion. What happens if a tzibor is davening early? Don't daven with them. Don't daven with them. Who is that? That's the Bir Lacha over here. The Bir Lacha brings it b'shem the Gra. The Maaser Rav. Dira Masel Vima Tzibor. He says, Maaser Rav Otsam Achei Kotav, Demutav Lispal Arvis Bezmano B'yachid. It's better. It's even better to daven Tfilas Marav Bezmano, meaning after Tzitzel Kochavim, with B'yachidus. Im Iyashar Lel Asaf Asar Bezman Kriyat Shema, V'yap B'shabas Daito Shem Yispal Bezmano Dafka. You should daven the Dafka at the right time. Therefore, you create Kriyat Shema with his brachos and smichas gula tefila. And obviously, what you're losing out is on tefila b'tzibor. That is how the Gra paskins halach lemaisa. He says it's very chashuv to say Birkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema, and it should lead it straight into Shemon Esrei. All that has to go together, and that's how it is. So we have three shitas. We have Rabbeinu Yonah, which holds daven with the tzibor, just say Kriyat Shema later on. We have Rav Haigaon that says don't say anything, just say Tfilo with the tzibor, and then later on say Birkas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. And we have the Gra who says don't daven with the tzibor, better to daven b'yichidus later on after Tzeisu Kol Chavim. Halacha Maisa is like this. Igros Moshe says this. This is what Moshe says. Halacha Maisa says we don't pass in like the Gra. We don't pass in like the Gra. We pass in like the Rishonim argue with the Gra over here, and they hold that Tfilo b'tzibor is better. In terms of the machlokas, Rabbeinu Yonah versus Rav Haigaon, to say Birkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema right now, or say it later on, that you could choose whichever way you want. You want to do like this, you want to do like that, that you could choose whatever way you want. But you should do one of those. That's what Rav Moshe says. And Rav Nevinson also told me, if you're davening before, he was not machriya in the machlokas between the Gra and the Rishonim. He said it's a machlokas. But if you want to do like the Rishonim, he also said you could choose either one. Neither one is more preferable. You want to get smichas gula l'tfila, that's more important to you, so you do that. If you want to say Birkas Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema, you want to do that, that's also okay. Whichever one, either one is fine. Rav Nevinson didn't say you can't do it. He didn't want to be machriya. I'm not so sure Rav Nevinson will do himself, but... But Rav Moshe says you should not do the Gra. Anyways, but Rav Moshe points out This is dafka when you daven mincha early. This is only if you're not in the problem of the tarti the satri, Rav Moshe says. If you're going to get in problem of the tarti the satri also, Rav Moshe says, Allah l'maisa, better daven b'yachidus then. Do like the maisa, you can mitzarf with the maisa rav. You have the maisa rav that says, anyways, you should do b'yachidus. And over here, you have the problem of the tarti the satri. Better not sovech on that. Go better daven b'yachidus in this case than to be somech on the tarti the satri. Yes. One should know, however, Rav Nevinson says often also that the minhag in Europe is not just a new American thing to daven in the tarti d'satri. This is a minhag that was done for a long time before. Many gedolim and tzaddikim did this in Europe also, and this was the minhag in Europe to do this way. So one should chas v'shalom not be motzi laz against this minhag. And for sure, let's say your father does this at home, and he wants you to daven with him, one should not fight with his father. It's not something to fight with your father about. Be so mechanit, it's okay. And when you're married, you can do whatever you want. Obviously, the best thing to do, once again, this is another plug for davening mincha gedola. Mincha gedola gets you out of all these problems. All these problems are done if you're able to daven mincha gedola. Try daven mincha gedola and daven late marav. If you daven mincha gedola and you daven the 10 o'clock marav, you're out of all these problems. You might lose out on the reason makdim lemitzos vaymar of not davening earlier, but nevertheless you get out of a lot of these problems. And no one says, even though we have what to be somechan for these minyanim to occur after in the tart the satre and davening marav early, all these things we have sheets to rely on, and they're halachically significant. Maybe you can rely on them, but no one says that you have to rely on them. No one says that you can't. Try and take it upon yourself to try and daven in a better time. And if all was fair and all is well, and you know it's not a problem, shalom bayis and fighting with parents and your work and everything, all the cheshbonos, that's the best thing to do and to get out of all these problems. You get a whole mumble jumble here of mitzarev shitas to try and get out of a lot of these problems. It's fine. We're trying to be yashiv the minhag. We want to do what's good for the tzibur, but the maisa for a yachid, the best thing to do is daven earlier, at least before plagim mincha, and daven marav later if you can, and therefore say kriyat shema later with its brachos and with smichas gelulah tefillah and all those things. And if one davens marav early, make sure he davens kriyat shema again. Once again, you could either do like Rabbeinu Yonah and just say kriyat shema later on, or like Rav Haigon and you could say Berakos Kriyat Shema with Kriyat Shema later on. Either one is an acceptable choice. Ooh, okay, that was Sif Aleph. Okay, let's move on. I want to get through Simon Rosh Lama. Hey, and then we'll take a break. Okay, Sif Beis. Okay, Sif Beis also should look familiar. This goes back to also what we learned last week by Tevilas Mincha. Also lahatchil la'echol chatzi shah samach lezman Kriyat Shema shel Arvis. It's also to start eating a half hour before the Zman of Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis. When is so? Alach L'mais in Eretz Yisrael, as Rav Nevinson points out over here. Hora Admor Dimar Chatzi Shah. Bimasu Chol Hora Admor Zal, Shizman HaTfilu Hu Esrim Dakot Achar Shkia. Like we said before, Esrim Dakot, 18 minutes, whatever it is. So Esrim Dakot, Lifnei Shkia, Avit Chilas HaChatzi Shah, Shiyesh Lahachar Mbav Mishum Zman Tfilu. Therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, the Zman Isra Chilo would be about 10 minutes before Shkia would this Seif would start to take into fruition. Vimhitcho le'echol in Chutz Laretz, it would be even after Shkia possibly. Okay, vimhitcho le'echol achar Shia Giazman, if you start to eat after the Zman started, mafsik, he should stop his meal, v'kore Kriyat Shema below Birchosa, v'gomer Sudas, he should stop, at least read Kriyat Shema, he's yotzi his din of Kriyat Shema, he's yotzi his daraisa Kriyat Shema. Without his brachos, then you can finish your suda. V'acha koreo tov b'rachosel mispela. And you say it again, and daven shemona esrei. Havol ain't tzarech lahasik l'tfila holil v'hitcha l'echol. But v'gabi tfila, you do not have to start. You do not have to stop your suda in order to daven, since you started eating. Havolim lo hitcha l'echol. But if you do not start eating yet, afal pisha notol yodov tzarech lahasik. Even though you washed your hands, you have to stop. Because you didn't start eating. Mr. Burr points out this is washing your hands without a bracha. Once you made a bracha, then you have to say a motzi also. You made it anti yasidayim, you also have to say a motzi and eat a kazayis. Vim ain shusli palo, if you do not have time to daven, so masik ala tefila, and you have to stop also for tefila to not miss zman tefila. So what's the chilik between tefila and kriyat shema? Oh, Very good. So over here, the halacha says, in mincha we saw this also, by tefillah, we said it's asur to start. But if you start, even by isur, you do not have to stop. But kriyat shema, it's not like that. You're not allowed to start. And if you start, you have to stop. And the chiluk is, and this is the klal you have to take with you, this is all mitzvahs, and also mitzvahs, the chiluk is, as Yehuda pointed out, between mitzvahs deraisa and mitzvahs derabanan. By mitzvahs deraisa, you, even if you started, by isur, you have to stop. And by mitzvahs derabanan, if you started by isur, you do not have to stop in between. Okay, that's the chiluk between deraisa and derabanan.
What's the metzias of this case? Like stopping for tefillah, that you said shema, like
you started shema. A suda at shkia's at 5 o'clock.
Right.
4:50 is 10 minutes before and it's also, you started a suda at 4:55.
Right.
Okay. So you're in the middle of suda, you're like, oh, whoa, I wasn't supposed to start the suda. I made a mistake. But I'm in the middle of suda. I don't want to stop my suda and go to Marv right now, so I read Kriyat Shema. And then I go to the tefillah afterwards.
Oh, okay.
That's the case. Okay.
You do bracha
achrona? If you're done with your suda.
No, I'm saying you have to stop in the middle of your suda. So
no, you at the table. At the table, say Kriyat Shema. At the table, Kriyat Shema. Okay. So all these dinim, as we also talked about last week, is if you don't have a heter to continue. What are some of the heterim that we could have? That one would not, because this is all halacha l'maaseh. And a perfect example is tonight. They announced this on the bus ride home also. The perfect example tonight. Okay? We were coming back on the bus, and Marav and they were having dinner prepared for you as well after Tzeis HaKochavim already. All right? And then Marav was not going to be until 9:45. So did you have a heter to eat?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is no. There was no heter to eat. Except if you have a heter. You have to know what's a heter to eat then. Okay, this is the lachal ma'is. These are ma'is in b'chol yom, and you have to know the lachal. This is the lachal in Shulchan Aruch. It's usher to start eating half hour once at 10 minutes before shkia starts. It's usher to start eating. So how could you? What are some of the terror? So we discussed some last time. We'll discuss them again over here. Here's where the Mishnah Berurah brings them down. It's not usher. It's all even usher to learn. It's usher to learn unless you get a heter. So let's see. So over here, Mishnah Berurah. What I just said is in Sifkot Yedzayin. He says, "Mu liel molukuli amashari b'samachla." Samachla says in Chachamim it's mutter to learn. The other Rabbah mitzvah who Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Adam b'amin asad be'erev nichlas lebeisik nesis." But Abba b'shiagias van kriyach and once van kriyach my hits, alter af liel mol kishu mitzvalu beveito biyachin. If he's going to be davening in his house biyachidus, it's alter to continue learning until he reads kriyach ma. Im avmar lachavero sheinu lomar. But if he tells his friend to remind him and his friend's not learning, then it would be mutter. And then once again, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkot Ches says, Chati Shah. First he brings down the das of the Taz, he's makel, you don't have to wait so much so long. However, he brings down the Achorna Maskin Lepsaka Shulchan Aruch, that's how he passed in a half hour before. The Chol Deleika Elachati Shah Asr Lahatri Lechol. But if he asks someone to remind him to daven, then it's not also, there's no issur for him to continue eating, so long as he has a shomer to remind him, even though Kriyat Shema already began. Therefore, if you have a shomer, once over here, again, the shomer, just like by the learning, he can't be learning, so too, he can't be eating, he can't take part in the suda. Again, Shomer could be someone's wife, it could be someone's sister, it could be anyone. It could be anyone who is not eating.
Alarm.
So that's what we mentioned last time. Shomer Rav Nevinsel. Rav Nevinsel holds. He is a hard stand over here, but he mentioned earlier on that an alarm clock also works. So having a watch alarm is a great thing. It's a great thing. It's a great way of going for this. A watch alarm. Not all posts can hold to this. Not all posts can hold to this. Rav Nevinsel holds that an alarm clock is good enough. He holds, though, however, writing a note to yourself is not good enough. And it's not good enough. But alarm clock, sending an alarm, is good enough. That means, though, when the shomer tells you it's time to go to Marv or the alarm goes off, you have to go right. You have to go at that point. You have to stop right then and go. Because you don't have any heter after this. Unless you want to restart, set your alarm, or you want to tell the guy again to remind me a little bit later. But you have to get up at that point. Okay, so those are some of the heterim that you could have. And we mentioned last time also, which is not Mustam Lekuli Halma. However, based on the Sharatzin in Yutet, and it's the Mashmas of the Mishnah Berurah, at least Lagabe Limud, The question is, if you extend it also to eating, when you have a minyan kavua, if you have a set time to daven every night, then you have, then you might have a right to continue eating that minyan kavuna. It stands like a shomer, since this is what you do every night, therefore you're going to go ahead and go again to show you we're not afraid you're going to forget. And therefore, Allah Maisa tonight, one, did not have a heter to eat dinner, since tonight in yeshiva, there's no minyan kavua over here in yeshiva. There's not a set time. We didn't have, it's been as manas, therefore it was not a set time that we normally daven at. And therefore, one had to appoint a shomer or set himself an alarm in order to eat. This would be a good example of a time where there's a, during Zman, this doesn't apply, because once that during Zman, you have a minyan kavua of Maariv every night at the same time. And therefore, that would be a heter to go ahead and eat dinner first. Okay. Siv Gimel. L'chadchila tzarech likros kriyat shema miyad b'tzeis ha'chomim. L'chadchila, one should be reason makdim l'mitzos. And say Kriyat Shema right at Tzeisot Kochavim, whatever that is. Halach l'maiser, Rabbeinu Tam, Grah, 18 minutes, 40 minutes, whenever it is, wherever you are in the world. Uzman ad chatzia laila, the zman lasts until chatzos. Vim avar, the echar, but if you're over chatzos, and it was late, the kara ad shlo amur ha-shachar, yatzi yedei chavasa. As long as you read up until Omer Shachar, you're still Yotze Yerchova of Kriyat Shema. Where does come? This also comes from the beginning of Maseches Brachos. Rabbanan Rav Gamliel over there, they go back and forth. And Allah Chabaisa is a big machlokas Rishonim. The Bir Allah over here brings it down. The Rambam, the Mechaber is passing like Shitas Rambam over here. That the Zman is up until Chatzos. The Zman of Kriyat Shema is L'chadchila to Chatzos. There are Rishonim like the Rashba and the Rush who hold that L'chadchila you can read it all night long until Amud HaShachar you have. But nevertheless, he passes like the Rambam, except the Mishnah, yeah, the Bir Halacha over here. And Dimas L'Zmana brings down the two Shitas. And then he goes back and forth. He says, oh, there's a lot of Rishonim on this side. Oh, he says, but, oh, there's a lot of Rishonim on the other side also. And then he brings down a Grah that he's also masking like the Shitas of Rambam. And therefore he says, and then he says, Omna Matsati Shigama Rosh Varasha Lav Yachidaihim. They're not a Das Yachish, Kane Yitzhak Kirim Betosos, Rabbi Yehuda, Ubriyaz, Vashilta Giborim. He knew his stuff. When we call Malcolm Ruba Durazza, Kaim Vashitas, Shokhan Arach, and Israel, Vachem Der Chaim, Chai Odom, many Achurim pass like the Shokhan Arach, La Cholomites also. But he does add it in the end. Uben Malcolm Adachak, Kigon Shu Malame Torah Lachem, Kai God, he's in the middle of giving shir to other people, he's Malame Torah to the rabbim, Esher diyuchuli smocha shitas rush, la'acher ad acher rechatzos, chayin mashu b'magan avram, he could be shal, so b'shas ad achat, so loch l'maisu, he passed like the Rambam, you only have until chatzos to read Kriyat Shema, b'shas ad achat, one could be someth to read Kriyat Shema later on. It's very interesting, there was a point in the yeshiva, in the previous Google, that we used to dive in Marav, used to be after chatzos. And then end of night there, 12 o'clock, used to be Marav, and until Rav Nevinsal was mocha on this minhag, and that's when Marav was pushed up to 11. But you see over here, Ari Asnach and the Bir Halacha. The reason why the yeshiva did that was because they felt that was the best thing for the Sidrei HaLimud, that Davin Marav at the end of Night Seder would be better for the Sidrei HaLimud. And there could be a smach from the end of this Bir Halacha that might be considered Shas HaTachak, that you could rely on this. But I guess Rav Nevinsal did not want to rely on this on a kavua basis. He felt this was only a heter for a specific one-time thing or something like that, but not to do it as something kavua. Okay, that's all the Gabi Kriyat Shema. Now there's a big machlokes whether the same din applies by tefillah. By tefillah, when does Zman Marv end? Okay, is Zman Marv also end the Chatzos like Kriyat Shema? Or really Zman Marv reads and goes out the rest of the night? Nafkamina, big nafkamina meaning that you could have the minion after Chatzos, so long as you just read Kriyat Shema earlier on. Lying in the certain heterim that you'll lose on in the same things you would do if you were davening Marv early. Okay? But then that would be the Nafkamina. And in Lamaisa, it's a big machlokas achronim. And Lamaisa Rav Nevinsal is for sure Choshesh. If you look in Dibur Maslo Zmana, he brings it down over here. Dibur Maslo Zmana, he says, Ayim Besimen Kuf Chetz Meshiva Siklan Vezbav. Diyesh Sovereign Duhu Adin Shetfil Samida Shal Arvis Lechatchila Zmana Chatzos. Also, Tfil Zmarv should be Lechatchila Chatzos. Lachain Odif Lispalo Biyachidus Lifne Chatzos Meashir Biminyan Lachar Chatzos. Therefore, Nevinsal takes it to the furthest extreme, and there are other posts in the Holy like this also, that the Davin Marav after Chatzos is so bidi evid that it's better to Davin Marav Biyachidus before chatzos and to daven with a minyan achar chatzos. Okay, I can't see Rish Lamed. One more thing is, just wanted to point out, Mr. Burakov Vav, they pointed out that Zuizim Makdim Lumitzas, that one should daven Marav earlier, one should not worry about this. When in Yeshiva, the Yeshiva is obviously a heter to daven at whatever time they felt is the best time for the Sidri Alimud, that in all Yeshivas, no Yeshivas daven, especially in the winter when Sesa Kochavim hits, usually the middle of the afternoon Seder, it's not the best thing for Sidri Alimud, and therefore, what's the best for the Sidri Alimud, that overrides the Higger of Zuizim Makdim Lemitzas. If all else is equal, it's better Zuizim Makdim Lemitzas. When it comes at the expense of Levin Torah, Levin Torah comes first. Okay, I come for the.